see that the humans remain entertained until the end.
All right, places, everybody. Rehearsal for the apocalypse, take five.
Hello, and welcome for another weekly rehearsal for the apocalypse, brought to you by your emergency broadcast system. During the rehearsal, we ask you not to panic or get out of your seat. Remember, this is not really Armageddon. It's only in your radio. If it were real, you'd know it. Okay, I think we're all set. Here we go.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Day to day, I see the people, hear what they have to say. Take a look at the ethics, morals, and goals, making guys out of men that rock and roll. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world will fall. A total destruction, destiny of all. Who have mocked the name of Jesus, the Savior and Lord? In the battle, Armageddon ain't a two-edged sword. Satan in a day, he will never forget when the king hurls him into a bottomless pit. Spread these words like a fire ablaze, cause I'm telling you, we're living in the final day. Listen up.
This may be the last sunset we'll ever see. If we only had a little more time.
Ain't that ironic?
The one question that I heard asked more than any other, the question is, are we coming to the end of the world?
No, no, no.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, my
God! We're going to
die! No!
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
just like the weather.
So quit complaining, brother. Brother,
no one lives forever.
This summer party, there's a fool in the sky.
The hour of fools, man, I don't wanna die.
No one beats it as they will go long with justice. He has no place in time. No way to run, no time to cry.
Celebrate while you still can. Any second,
there's a way to stop the killing gun.
Better that you had some fun instead of dying.
To believe that.
I just don't believe it.
You got going to palm for that.
Or a stupid.
Or a moron.
Or an idiot.
Never lose sight of this.
What?
Sounds pretty final, doesn't it?
Sounds terribly
funny. Ah, jeez, what? Another apocalypse? Oh, haven't we had enough already? What with that Harold camping jerk and the 666 guy and that guy in Garland, Texas in the 90s and some other cult from Texas in the 90s. I forget. Oh, man. Yeah, I've just got a feeling I'm going to be left at the apocalyptic altar again. And Seekers, are my getting tired of it. Oh, but hell, even if it's their apocalypse, I am all for it. But killing a planet ain't easy. It takes more than just an earthquake or a war or a nuclear disaster or irradiated Japanese monsters. But, gee, what if all those things were conjured into existence at once?
I don't know.
Last act. The end.
Enjoy.
This is where we all came in. The final apocalypse is when every man sees what he sees, feels what he feels, hears what he hears. The creatures of all your dreams and nightmares are right here, right now, solid as they ever were or ever will be. Electric vitality of careening subways, faster, 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 stations flash by in a blur. Can God of panic whips screaming crowds as millions of faces look up at the torn sky. Off the track, off the track.
World leaders are looking for something drastic to happen soon.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface.
I don't know why you don't do something from up here.
Well, I've tried. I've tried everything. They won't listen to me up here. I've sent my prophets Ezekiel, Hezekiah. You know what a good apocalypse costs.
I know, Dad. And you tried that earthquake in Los Angeles last year.
Oh, no. Don't blame me for that. That was San Andreas' fault.
Gonna blow it big, she's gonna roll in thunder.
Prehistoric monsters, nothing. There's nothing but land and volcanoes and the molten lava coming out and shooting up at 2300 degrees.
I've been to Nagasaki, Hiroshima too. The same I did to them, baby, I can do to you. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama and I'm just about to throw my job. Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama. And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop.
Been out in the sun too long. Look at the size of that blister.
What the hell?
That shows the endless connection, how one crime succeeds another, for he says the land is full of bloody crimes and the city is full of violence. Therefore, God says, I will bring the basest, the worst of heathen Gentile people, and they are going to conquer you and drive you out and move into your houses, and your holy places will be defiled. Destruction comes, God says.
Oh, good God, we're doomed.
No! We're out of donuts!
One could go on and on with reports of this nature.
Week after week, we get letters to our office, and it'll say, Brother Smith, it saved my life. You don't realize where I was headed. A farmer awakened one morning, and the clock struck 1, 2, 3, 7, 12, 13, 14. His wife said, honey, wake up. He said, what time is it? She said, I don't know, but it's later than it's ever been before.
Yeah. The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth. Hear this. You are to command the forces that mop up. No one must survive. You are to seek out and kill every human being.
By your command.
Warning. Extreme emergency.
We're not safe yet. The fire dragon will be back soon. Warning.
All right. I'll shoot him out of the sky.
Now let's move!
Take that, you hostile!
Well, what are they doing?
You know, shooting people, robbing banks. Same old thing as always. Old lot of people gone crazy over some nutty dream they just had.
And in the depressed district of the city.
What happened?
Haven't you read it? Splashed all over the morning papers it was. Oh, it's horrible, horrible.
What has happened? Where?
And in the city, the streets are a shambles with a hurriedly organized evacuation.
Hey, you can't drive into this area.
Anyone have any leads as to where they've stashed the reactor?
No one's even thought about it yet. It's all we can do here to keep a stampede from developing on the neighborhood.
The monster again. Command all units to take defensive position.
Alert all units. Monster has begun the attack.
Hey, look.
It's King Gizzard.
Yes, indeed.
On Earth, you gave this terrifying monster the name of Ghidorah. Everything is numbered here. The monster is zero. Won't you tell us? Gentlemen, we have tried every force known to us. We can't kill him. We have failed.
What are you going to do now?
Just wait. Till it goes away.
This is a news bulletin from the WGBS Radio Newsroom. A tape-recorded press release has just been delivered to this station, as well as several others in the city, from an unidentified group who claim to have kidnapped an experimental nuclear reactor.
Oh, Hannah!
The terrorists claim it is hidden somewhere in the Wilton District, and that the area should be evacuated immediately. Here is part of the tape we received.
$10 million in gold bullion is not delivered by jet to a ship 200 miles due east of Washington. We are going to overload the reactor and flush fallout into the atmosphere that won't disappear for years.
World leaders are indeed pessimistic. They should be.
You can call me stupid. Okay, and you and your ruffian friends used to play tricks on me and never treated me nice.
Some call it the end of the world, others the world's greatest war, and still others the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. Teller, the father of the atomic bomb, tells us that Russia will be able to destroy us soon. Yuri, the atomic scientist, has a doomsday clock, which is now set at 11:58, 2 minutes before midnight. This, of course, has to do with a nuclear holocaust.
What we all must learn to do.
You.
And you.
And you.
And you.
Duck. And cover.
This is the song that some of the boys sang as they went bravely off to World War III.
So long, Mom. I'm off to drop the bomb. So don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can see me on your TV. While we're attacking frontally, watch Brinkley and Huntley, describing contrapuntally the cities we have lost. No need for you to miss a minute of the agonizing Holocaust. Yeah! Little Johnny Jones, he was a U.S. pilot, and no shrinking violets, was he? He was mighty proud when World War III was declared. He wasn't scared, no siree. And this is what he said on his way to Armageddon. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But though I may roam, I'll come back to my home, although it may be a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami and try to smile somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, an hour and a half from now.
The doctor can't take me this war. I got friends in Atlanta, Georgia. Next day I'm on a boat for Africa with my friends from Atlanta, Georgia.
Abandon all hope.
Okay.
You who enter here.
We're doomed.
No! What's happening?
Let the pickup begin!
Riots over in France. Nuclear war
Is God outraged with all of this?
I don't know.
And he hears the rattling sabers and sees the spewing rockets. He sees the atomic bombs that are buried beneath the Sandia Mountains close to Albuquerque, New Mexico, with enough detonating force and destructive force to completely destroy the entire world. He sees the lethal snouts of atomic submarines that plow their way through the waves of the mighty oceans, Leviathans of the deep that could completely destroy mankind with just the push of a button. He sees that. He sees the mighty Saturn missile belching its black smoke and flame of fire, taking its cargo of flesh to the moon. He sees it. He also knows that madmen, in spite of their front of civilization and intellectualism and getting along and peaceful coexistence, that have but one desire, and that's to destroy and take over this entire world. He sees this. He knows this.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Schlemmer is selling a shelter worthy of Kublai Khan's Xanadu Dome. Plushy and swanky with posh hanky panky that affluent Yankees can really call home.
Amaker Schlemmer is selling a shelter, a push-button palace, fluorescent repose, electric devices for facing a crisis with frozen fruit ices and cinema shows.
Amaker Schlemmer is selling a shelter, our chromium kitchens and rubber-tile dorms with waterproof portals to echo the chortles of weatherproof mortals in hydrogen storms.
What a great come-to-glory emporium
to enjoy a deluxe moratorium.
Where nuclear heat can beguile the elite
in a creme de la creme crematorium.
This is my 33rd year, the year that I am to die. The days are pressing in on me. I feel their wild immediacy. And in the air, expectancy. Fulfillment of a prophecy. The last days of Isaac. Oh, the last sweet days of Isaac. Etched with burning sunlight on the inside.
Is crying out.
Planet is pulling loose from its moorings, careening into space, spilling cities and mountains and seas into the void. Spinning faster and faster as days and nights flash by like subway stations. Iron penis chimneys ejaculate blue sparks in a reek of ozone. tunnels crunch down teeth of concrete and steel, flattening cars like beer cans. Graffiti through glass and steel like acid races across the sky in tornadoes of flaming colors. Cherry pickers with satin brushes big as a door inch through Wall Street, leaving a vast souvenir postcard of the Grand Canyon. Water trucks slosh out paint. Outlaw painters armed with paint pistols paint everything and everyone in reach. Survival artists, paint cans strapped to their backs, grenades at their belts, paint anything and anybody within range. Skyriders, dogfight, collide and explode. Telephone poles dance electric jigs in swirling, crackling wire. Neon explosions and tornadoes splash through ruined cities. Volcanoes spew molten colors as the Earth's crust buckles, splinters into jigsaw pieces.
Blood, fire, and pillars of smoke, the exact effects of a nuclear blast. Zephaniah 1:18, the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. Malachi 4:1, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Revelation 8:7, a third part of the trees was burned, all green grass was burned, and I want to pause there for a moment, because it says a third part of the earth was burned.
Oh,
Babylon will fall.
Commander, Stanger and Gregory, they got away. They got away in the XR-6.
Yes, Happy. And the XR is carrying 6 missiles.
Yeah, but, Commander, they're not complete warheads. They can't do much damage.
Not in themselves, maybe, but you're forgetting. The building down the street isn't an atom bomb.
Be sure to see what happens when Buzz and Happy find themselves in the middle of a situation involving the Space Patrol, the Army, and the atom bomb. Next week on Space Patrol.
I'm nuts.
Say goodbye to the world as you know it.
What?
Say goodbye to...
Neutron bombs and chemical food. Coward politics and men on the moon. Murder and rape and chemical waste. Pollution and death, home of the brave. Racism, television, corporate god. Polyurethane crevice for my dog's brunch. Insipid ideas and conformity rules. Collapsing cities, archaic schools.
On his bionic limbs. I gotta get in and help him.
Oh, disaster! What is it? We've lost control of the monsters. No, you fools, bring him.
Hey! Cut me off! They got my truck!
How are things going here? The licking our first trucks have taken is something terrible. It doesn't look so hot. Good. Keep it up. Okay.
All defensive units into Sector 15 and clean it up immediately.
Emergency, emergency. The hydrogen oxide plant has been damaged.
8 ships obliterated by mysterious blinding flash of fire. No
survivors found. Radio reports from stricken ships gave the same message. Terrible sea of fire engulfs all. Staggering death toll. Signed, Steve Martin. You got it, thanks.
That motor from the ship is just holding it just enough to keep it from...
This is horrible. Listen to the monsters and their cries of horror and sudden death.
They're going to attack.
The monsters will fight?
Know their enemies by natural instinct. Now the Keeloks must pay.
We will pay.
Thank you, George.
Go back! Go back!
If you don't give up, things will get a lot worse for you.
Toby climbs through the broken skylight into the warehouse and sees Steve along with the two terrorists and the scientist running around yelling wildly.
He's headed for the van! No, he's headed for the wall! He's blocking on the door! He's got it right in front of the reactor! Hey, you kid! What do you think you're doing in here, you little...
Oh, no, you don't.
That's it, Colonel. Give it to him good!
Dr. Yoshida's machine has been destroyed by the fire dragon.
What now? Do we attack?
The great fire dragon will burn all of Tokyo within a few hours.
When will they learn?
Terrific explosion. Terrible amount of hydrogen gas.
It's Armageddon over here.
And it just caused the tail surface broke into flame first. Then there was a terrific explosion. And that followed by the burning of the nose and the crashing nose into the ground. And everybody turned back to space and asked Steve to get out from underneath it. Because it was over the people at the time it burst into flame. Now, whether it's how on the people were witnessing it, we do not know. But as it exploded, they raced back. And now it's smoking a terrific black smoke floating up into the sky. The flames are still leaping maybe 30, 40 feet from the ground.
What happened here?
Oh, pardon the mess, officer. My maid only comes in once a week, you see.
As the terrorists file meekly off with the police, a team of technicians is dispatched to retrieve the lost nuclear reactor.
Well, Toby, you still want to be bionic?
You bet. I saw the way you mopped up those guys. If I could do that, there wouldn't be a kid in town could make
Toby,
me...
Toby, listen to me. What you saw in there was a man being forced to go berserk because there are parts of his body he wasn't born with and went out of control. Only your quick thinking and nerve made it possible for my not being like that still. Understand what I'm saying?
I guess so, but...
What I'm saying is maybe you're worth a lot more than $6 million. The way you are.
Ready, Jane? Mallory? Okay. So?
I don't know.
All right, fellas. Let's go!
Me and the hoe, and I love my baby girl in the bottom of the bottomless pit. Don't make a sound or we might die, your baby down to the bottom of the bottomless pit. Covered with slime and it and you, but that's okay, cause my woman is too, and we live in the sense of a dirt wall hole, and we don't give a damn about pest control. It's the he and the ho, God, I love my baby so, in the bottom of the bottomless pit. Yeah. call us Ron and Nancy, cause it's all the same, you see. This kind of thing happens in the best of homes. This kind of thing happens wherever I roam. Make the he and the ho. And I love my place to go in the bottom of the bottomless pit. Don't make a sound, leave my psycho baby down to the bottom. And I love my baby so in the bottom of the bottomless pit. Don't make a sound and leave my psycho baby down to the bottom of the bottomless pit.
Fulfillment of a prophecy.
Century for you. You just have to learn to accept it.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
Oh. and another fine rehearsal comes to an end. Your local broadcasters, in cooperation with the FCC, have developed these rehearsals for Armageddon in the event of the real thing. In that event, we'd tell you where to tune for official information and the latest scores. This concludes this week's Apocalypse Rehearsal. We'd like to thank the superpowers and their current nuclear policies, without whom these rehearsals would not be necessary.
That mankind's most feared nightmare became reality, but no one lived to see it. What remained of Earth was a burned-out cinder of smoke and ash that glowed in the dark. But there, sitting on a pile of rubble, a woman, though her clothes are in tatters, her face darkened by smoke, her delicate beauty still shines through. The last woman on Earth.
Oh, Seekers. Wait a minute. Oh, wow. I don't have any Seekers left to give the credits to. Hell, there's certainly not a subgenius.com left. Ah. It finally happened. Oh, yeah, this is sweet. All I had to do was hit on the right combination. All I had to do was play Oingo Boingo, back it up with a little Francis Cannon, alias Fran Baskerville, the singing psychic, and then some Wanda Jackson, a little bit of the Queers bringing in Monster Zero, and then the World War III theme with three entries, the first by the Suburbs, an 80s band, the next one by Tom Lehrer, and the third one by Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band with the Root brunettes. Oh, yes, a little dash of the Chad Mitchell Trio, The Last Sweet Days of Isaac, William S. Burroughs, Nina Hagen, Wendy O. Williams and the Plasmatics, a dead milkman, and suburban lawns with no janitor, and even a little bit of Apocalypso from a National Lampoon album, sex, drugs, rock and roll, and the end of the world. The end of the world. It's like Santa got my letter. Hey, what's this switch for?
Click.
What's apocalypse? What's apocalypse? What's apocalypse?
And you say, Dad?